Giant.
Monster Bullshit is the most listened to podcast in the country.
Welcome back to Giant Monster Bullshit. To open the show, we present to you musical guest D. Reezy.
Kermit's a bitch. I say it, Kermit's a bitch. Every time you hear a goddamn frog try talking about the reason car now. Kermit's a bitch. That's right, Kermit's a bitch. Motherfucker hate to say that's Kermit's a bitch. Every time you try and fuck with D Reason in a spot, and he didn't tell you why. Kermit's a bitch. Kermit's a bitch. Why he a pussy ass frog? Krispy Kreme donut looking ass frog.
Alright, let's hear it for D Reezy.
What a treat.
Seriously, we're so thankful for D Reezy for coming on the show. We love his music and we hope he continues to do more great stuff.
What Man. Movie did we watch today?
Mothra Matthew? 2. Mothra 2. Mothra
you answered 2. Me too fast.
Mothra 2.
Rebirth of Mothra 2.
Rebirth of Mothra 2. Excuse me.
I'm here to tell you why Rebirth of Mothra 2's a bitch.
We're both here to tell
Every
you that.
Time I see a pussy ass Mothra.
Anyways, how many times have you seen this movie, Gratton?
How many times?
Count
have
them.
Have I seen this movie?
Count them.
I'm going to say this is my third time watching it. I don't know if that's entirely true.
Bullshit.
I think I've seen this twice before. I might have watched it once myself. And I showed it to you once.
Yeah, we definitely watched this together. That's the only other time I've seen this.
Did we watch this?
I think we're at my place.
Okay.
What
did you think the first time you saw it?
Wasn't crazy about it. It gets pretty boring. The first one had been pretty fun, but this was sort of a similar experience to the first one where it's like, this is so goofy looking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun to make fun of. And then, you hit about the 40-minute mark, and it's like, and then we start, after a minute, we start saying stuff like, what if you had sex with Mothra?
Yeah.
That's how you know it's starting to get bad, like really bad, and we're starting to make up stuff like that.
Yeah, this movie, it's continuing the tradition of some of the worst compositing I've ever seen in movies.
In a big one. Yeah, no, it's...
Any kind of compositing. Compositing little things onto real-life backgrounds, compositing big things onto stage backgrounds, any possible combination of the two. There's a bad example of it in this movie. And
yeah.
You don't even have, by the 20-minute mark, you've seen it all.
Yeah.
And then it's just rinse-repeat for the rest of it. But there's some awesome sequences. There's that part at, I think, the end, I don't even remember what's going on, but the Mothra twins are on ferry, and they're flying through this,
tunnel?
Vent thing, and I don't remember what the fuck the context was for that, I just remember it looked...
I agree.
So, this movie was from a simpler time when movies were shot on film, and special effects were done with animatronics and
with glue and paper,
state-of-the-art wires, putting people on wires and stuff,
and they sure pulled out all the stops.
They did it all here.
Yeah,
you get all of that here.
It's so awesome. It's a similar problem to last time where it's like, I think like maybe their effects people, I don't know, it seems like they don't have the best of what Toho has to offer, possibly.
Yeah,
but in addition to that, I feel like it's like it's just somebody slightly lower tier than like their best,
mm-hmm.
whoever they get to do it. I have no idea about it because I know Toho had like in studio people who would do effects, but they might.
Yeah, well, I think this was the 90s, so I don't know if they did it like that anymore. It might.
No, yeah,
just
that's
been
what I'm saying. It might, but whoever did effects, I think maybe they weren't the best in the biz, which is fine.
I think it probably is a time and budget thing.
That's what I'm saying. And there's just so, it's so effects heavy what they want to do.
Seriously, there's effects out the ass.
It's crazy. It gets to a point where it's like, it's crazy somebody didn't like look at what they had going and was like, okay, we got to cut back on these.
It almost seems like there are so many effects and it seems like instead of dividing them up based on like what would work best, like, I don't know, in this shot, the small scale models would work, and in this shot, it would be more practical to do CG. It seems like they just divided it up randomly, and I think it's like, okay, we'll do 30 minutes of screen time will be green screen, 30 will be CG effects, and 30 will be practical effects done in camera. And I don't know, I'm sure that's not how it happened at all, but it gives off the impression that they were just trying to do whatever took the least amount of time.
Yeah, or it's just like maybe, I feel like maybe it was the way that they divided up doing it is like, maybe I can see them like, okay, today we're getting all the green screen stuff done. You know, like, okay, get the cast in here, and we're going to do, we've got a binder full of FX shots that we need to get, just to get them all done today.
Yeah.
And then like another day, they're like, we're going to do the compositing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to do all the string stuff today. And then I can also, I mean, there's no point in fucking theorizing on this, but then like later on they were like, you know, and then they like filled in cracks with CG.
Yeah.
Because it's just little bits of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh God, we were going to composite Vary onto this, onto the computer.
It seems like they're a little less confident in the CG with this one. Maybe the budget went down and CG was more expensive back then.
Maybe.
It's so cool that these movies were made basically exclusively for children, and now they live on in
the minds of adults
within a group of people that is exclusively like people over 20.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
Pretty cool. Might make the director cry.
Yeah.
The director or writer cry, maybe like look at a bottle of sleeping pills that they're keeping in their cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need them anymore after that, but they kept all 30 of them.
Yeah.
Just in case. Anyways, this is a children's movie, so it's only fair that we seriously criticize it.
I mean,
we need to take it down, you know? We really
it's
need
so
to.
Weird because I never really knew before, like, the only thing you ever heard about the Mothra, the Rebirth of Mothra trilogy is like, well, Mothra is the only monster that became a Godzilla villain and then stopped being a Godzilla villain for a short period of time and got, you know, its own series.
Yeah.
And if you dive just a little deeper under the surface, you'll see that everybody hates these movies because they're bad.
Yeah.
And so it kind of sucks because people treat it as if it's a fun fact, but the existence of these movies is not fun.
Yeah, the fact is not fun.
Yeah, an unfun fact.
Yeah, bad fact.
Rebirth of Mothra. So I guess Mothra is a boy in these. Mothra Leo is what I've heard it referred to, but I don't think they ever said that in this movie.
Well, it's okay. Mothra isn't real. It's just a big
puppet. You're right.
But it is interesting that they sort of chose to go that way. Maybe it's just to separate it. To say that, you know?
I think they should have committed and given him a big dick and balls.
Yeah.
And when he flies around, that can hit buildings.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Who's saying that?
Me.
Is that when Mother's big old penis smashes, knocks your chimney over?
Yeah, that's when it smashes my 4,000 square foot condo. I go, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
So, Doggera is in this.
Doggera is here.
And what a treat.
I know.
Doggera kind of looks like the Rego.
Yeah,
Raiga
yeah.
monsters.
Yeah, he kind of does. Just sort of a vaguely reptilian.
Yeah.
Not especially this. It's fine.
Dragony dinosaur kind of thing.
His
design kind of bugs me because he looks all scrunched up, but he never stretches out.
Yeah.
I feel he's like squished up like a turtle, and I want to see him like, you know, extend.
Yeah.
He just looks like a box, and he's got wings, I think, and he's underwater for some reason. So I noticed that the plot of this, here's something we can talk about. The plot of this is kind of like the Heisei Gamera movies. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if, I know you haven't seen those yet, but the premise is pretty simple. It's that
the turtle is big.
Yes, the turtle is big. No, that there was an underwater, it was Atlantis, but the commonality between the two. An underwater civilization creates a monster that ends up destroying them. And that was Gaios in the case of the Heisei Gamera movies. And in this, it's Doggera. And that's where the similarities end.
Yes.
Well, I guess Gaios comes back and Doggera comes back too.
Yeah. Yeah. That is true.
What did you think of the beautiful angel goddess of Weedtopia?
She movie? Was like a sweet, like a sweet foot goddess. a total babe.
So you pointed out when we were watching this that it was like a Wizard of Oz situation where she's...
I thought.
I mean, it looks like she's there or being controlled by something else. It's hard to tell because they...
She's like a hologram or something.
She's a hologram, and then she shrinks down, and it looks like she's not a hologram for a while.
But then she is, right?
Yeah, then she is, yeah. But she's also interacting with shit.
Yeah, she's like touching shit and like mm-hmm. physically affecting the world around her. So maybe it's me not paying enough attention. Comment in the comments down below if I'm
yes,
wrong.
Yes, leave an amen in the message leave if an amen. That is wrong.
Yeah, please.
I don't think we missed anything.
I don't think so either, because I feel like they would have said something. I feel like I would have remembered a line where they're like, "You're not real," and she's like, "I'm just a hologram." But no, she just kind of flickers like one, and I don't know if it's just something that got like cut whenever they were translating for the subtitles.
I don't know. I've heard that these Sony releases are kind of notorious for their bad subtitles.
Really? So we might have just missed something in translation.
Maybe. I don't know. When Godzilla fans say shit like that, and then you watch the correct version, the difference is so fucking minimal.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's like, I don't know. I feel like with the Godzilla fans and giant monster fans, they run out of stuff to talk about pretty quick, so mm-hmm. they, like, exaggerate shit that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
So,
but
y'all can get mad about that.
Yeah.
If yep. you want.
If
you want, you can get mad about it.
Yeah, no, go ahead. No, it's okay.
No. Don't let me stop you. Please get angry.
I don't want to stop you from getting angry. Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't, not exactly normal.
It's kind of a weird movie.
Yeah, sort of a weird movie.
Yeah, I mean, this is like...
It is weird. Like, for real, though, it is like a very strange tone for a movie to have.
Yeah. I feel. I think you can go back to every single movie we've reviewed and find a clip where we say, this movie's kind of weird.
I think you're probably right, because all these fucking movies are weird.
Yeah.
But they're often...
It's just Japanese.
Yeah, just weird. I can't understand what the fuck she's saying.
Yeah, maybe we just don't notice that it's happening somewhere else with people that don't look like us.
Yeah.
Like, there's something weird about it.
Something weird. I don't know if it's the way they're shooting.
I don't know if it's like the script is weird.
And
or...
like, I'm imagining and I'm like, it's weird. What parts stand out as weird? And there's just a Japanese person, like maybe just like an extra, you know, like just some guy just standing. I'm like, it's so weird.
But it is weird. Something that stood out to me while we were watching it is that nothing about this movie lends itself to being a story about or a story involving giant monsters. Like, it feels like the least, like, probably out of all the movies that we've watched so far, or at least in recent memory, this one feels the least like a giant monster movie.
Yeah.
Like, there are giant monsters, and they fight, and they do shit the giant monsters do. Doggera stomps through a city and stuff, but it just doesn't even feel like it's part of the genre.
No, it feels so... This whole thing feels so fragmented. Like, I do... Like, I guess in, like, the most basic of ways, it feels like everything is in the same movie, but, like, Doggera and... fucking like this plot line with the kids, I mean, they're kept pretty distant for the whole movie, but like that just feels so separate to me and like
mm-hmm.
uninvolved.
Yeah,
you know, it's like it just feels it feels like I'm watching pieces of different movies sometimes.
Yeah, to me it just kind of feels like an episode of a TV show, like a Power Rangers or something like that.
Yeah this does have that vibe.
It's not bad. Like, I think I probably would like this as a kid. It's got that same thing going mm-hmm. for it that the first one did, where I really, it almost makes me want to go outside. Because they're filming on, like, beautiful sunny days at the beach, and it just kind of reminds me of, like, when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, outside is great. It feels great to be outside and
let's go have dig a hole.
Have a lot of energy. Yeah. Have way too much energy.
Mm-hmm.
Just run around outside and freak out.
Totally. Yeah, it is a very... I mean, I've never watched this as a child. I haven't shown this to any children,
mm-hmm.
seen their reaction to it, but I feel like it would work for them, maybe. I guess. It also might get boring, I feel like.
Well, I don't know if this is like... Because this could be considered the Stuart Little of Japanese... of Japan. You know what I mean? Because, like, I don't know.
You're right.
I feel like... I feel like... this movie was not made for us in the slightest.
Definitely not.
Even like American kids, because, you know, we watched this movie fucking subtitled. No kid in the demographic of this movie is going to watch this and fucking read it.
Yeah.
Totally. So they would have to watch the dub version, and I don't know if that would put off a kid, an American kid or English-speaking kid. But I don't know, like, this could be, like, really fun to Japanese kids.
Yeah, yeah.
They're running around catching Pokemon, watching Rebirth of Mothra 2,
mm-hmm.
rejoicing, celebrating Hanukkah, doing the things that Japanese people do.
That's right. Yeah, that's the three pillars.
The three pillars of Japan.
Yeah. Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Going out.
I forgot what I said completely.
Yeah, I did too.
Rebirth of Mothra 2 was one of them,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, you might have said four things. I can't remember.
Who knows?
If there's no way to know. If you know, leave an amen in the message. Why don't you?
Thank you.
Thank you. And amen.
And amen. And a women.
And a woman.
A man and a woman.
Yeah, this movie, it starts out okay as like something to make fun of or something to have fun with watching.
Yeah.
You know, it's very goofy, going for like a solid half an hour, I would say.
It starts
maybe
with a bunch of tiny Mothras.
Yeah, just
in space.
And it's like, okay, all right, this is weird. And then they all go to, like, Mothra Island or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they go there.
And that's one thing, because I was watching the title sequence, and I was like, okay, this is not to be interpreted literally. They're probably going to spell out Mothra or something.
It seems like something.
Or transition.
Yeah.
But apparently that's, like, a plot point, that Mothra can turn into a bunch of tiny Mothras.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
And there's that part when Mothra turns into a big plastic ocean dweller Mothra. Remember that?
There's probably a name for it.
Yeah, and I fucking...
I couldn't be fucked to know it.
It's not even that I don't care that thing has a name. I know that it has a name, and I really don't want to know what it is.
Yeah, it starts out with that, and they like go to Mothra Island. They're flying around the Mothra twins and Fairy as well.
Fairy is there.
Fairy is here. And then we go to some kids in like a classroom. Oh, this is one of the best parts of the movie.
Yeah.
They're in the classroom and like there's like this little skinny boy and he's got like a fat friend.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of a two of the main characters, and there's also a girl, and they're all in a classroom with their class, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And the little skinny boy has like a caterpillar crawling on his hand.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, and then he like puts it on the girl or something. He puts it in her hair,
mm-hmm.
and then crawls on her. And then she's like, and she freaks out. And we go into like ultra slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, and it sends the caterpillar flying into the air. And then we cut, and it's like something very easy to do now.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like, I'm sure it was more difficult back then.
Yeah,
you know. So it's like, I don't want to shit on it too much. It's like, I could do this.
Right.
But, you know, it is funny because it's like I could do that in 10, you know, anybody could do that in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like flying across the screen. It's like a PNG of the caterpillar.
It's a PNG before PNGs existed.
Yeah. It's just like a cutout of the caterpillar. Yeah. It's not like a dynamic object.
It's a still image.
Yeah. It's like a flat image, and it's like spinning through the air in slow motion. And the slow motion really gives you time to realize how how wrong it looks.
Yeah, it's like flying through the air, and then does it go in the teacher's mouth? No, it goes into her shirt.
It goes into the kid's mouth, and then he coughs it up, and it flies across the classroom, and it ends up in her shirt.
Okay, it goes into her mouth, and then he coughs it up, and it goes flying into the teacher's shirt, this female teacher's shirt.
That's what I just said.
I'm just recapping it for myself, okay?
We're going to do a recap. Recap real quick of what you just said.
But it's really funny looking. It's so funny. And it's just a great way. It's like pretty much silent too.
Yeah.
I think there's like little to no music.
Or at least not music that like
sticks
accents
out.
What's
no,
happening.
No, it's not like a wacky song or anything or like some... So it's yeah. I feel like there's barely any Foley's. I don't know. It's just so funny because it goes on for so long, and you get so long to get a good look at that little PNG.
Yeah, and it's funny for the wrong reasons. It's supposed to be a funny moment where it's like, oh no, you know, the little boy almost swallowed a caterpillar, and now it's in his teacher's bra.
Yeah, and now she's taking off all her clothes and shitting on the floor.
Yeah. But now it's funny for a different reason because the effect is so bad.
Yeah.
That it's not believable in the slightest, and you're basically just looking at an attempt.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Uh-huh.
It's but
and they keep doing this shit with a cat. They've got a cat.
That's right.
What was the first thing that happened to the cat? It's like
it got its tail burned or something.
It was like a
right?
cigarette or something.
Yeah, and she went like, "Wang!" And it like they did something with the cat where it like did that thing where cats like jump up. But the cat, I think what happens is like its tail. It's supposed to be understood that it's like one of the bad guys that's there, and he puts out leaves his cigarette on an ashtray,
mm-hmm.
and the cat's near it. And it's supposed to be understood that its tail touches the cigarette and burns it. But somehow they got this like cat to do the thing where cats just like when they get scared they like you know bang like jump into the air and then fall back down. And they do that and they shoot it in the same speed of slow motion they shot the caterpillar sequence. And it like goes like meow.
Yeah.
And then they've got like some sort of particle smoke effect.
Yeah.
Going with its tail.
They do one cut. And I don't know if it's that one or the other one.
Oh, yeah.
But they cut it's from like a shot one. Of it jumping up, and then really fast they cut to a shot of that image flipped, and it's, like, going down, and they cut that really fast, and it just creates this, like, jerky blur of cat videos.
Yeah.
And it's insane. The editing in this movie is insane.
Yes, it's some of the fucking most nonsensical shit
mm-hmm.
I've ever seen. In like a semi-big movie.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, just scenes cut. Some scenes don't like have establishing shots or like master shots to start out on
mm-hmm.
sometimes, which isn't like a rule. Like you don't need to start out on a wide,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's like the way that they do it is always so nonsensical.
Yeah.
Like, they don't like start by highlighting something in a scene, then moving out. It's just like whatever shot.
Yeah.
Is next is like how it goes. They cut around, they'll like cut sequences like really short.
Yeah, and they the way they cut between different shots within a sequence is like crazy. It's almost as if like there were more shots and then somebody chopped it up and rearranged it so that it would be like even more confusing to follow.
Yeah, yeah.
And camera movements too. There's a lot of times where the camera will be aimed at a character or multiple characters, and then they'll do something or say something, maybe they'll walk out of frame, and then the camera will move over, kind of like, okay, we're being guided by the camera to look at something, but then it's just it'll be like the background or like the sky, and then it'll cut. So, but it's got a ton of just unmotivated camera movements like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the fuck is... Why do you... Why?
That really is the best word for it, is unmotivated. Like, so many of these cuts and, like, just choices in camera movement and, like, placement of the camera is,
yeah.
like... It's, like, completely, like, they just chose to do it. Not, like, it's motivated by any
mm-hmm.
informational or emotional... requirements. It's like so weird, and it doesn't feel like they don't have the footage. It just feels like that's the way that whoever edited this edited it.
Yeah, or the camera people.
Yeah.
Like somebody just thought it would be like cool to into this conversation by panning and looking at something completely different.
I don't know. Were they? It almost makes me feel like, are you trying to do something with this? Like what?
No, I don't think they were. I think it was just kind of a misplaced effort.
Mm-hmm.
I think because that's the kind of shit like you can do that like the end of the movie, or I guess you can do it wherever you want. But typically, that kind of stuff is found at the end of a movie, where it'll pan to the sky or to a sunset or something, the horizon.
Yeah, and then credits roll.
Play credits over it, or it'll say something. But that kind of stuff was happening like 15 minutes into the movie. Scenes where they were introducing characters.
Yeah, it's very confusing a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But but that makes it very fun. It's like crazy. It's like fucking weird. You know, you don't see movies edited like this.
Yeah.
They're usually better edited. It's
they don't make them like this anymore.
They really don't. But it's a weird, it's like dog shit editing in combination with like decent looking footage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like a sort of unique thing.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to watch for a while. And wacky stuff is happening.
This movie is colorful.
It is.
Very color, especially for like a 90s movie. I associate the 90s with like muted colors and stuff.
I've always associated like late 90s, maybe early 2000s with like really saturated.
I can see early 2000s, but 90s I always think of like, I don't know, like the Coen brothers movies.
I get that.
And what other stuff? Like 12 Monkeys was really like subdued with colors and stuff like that. I don't know why I can't think of more. Leon the
because
Professional.
You're wrong.
No, I'm right. Leon the Professional. Even movies like Fifth Element.
Mm.
Like that's got color in it, but still there's a lot of scenes that are just like kind of dark and
the world
is colorful, but the movie isn't very colorful.
No, they don't really like play up the amount of color.
I mean, I haven't seen a whole lot of movies from Japan from the 90s outside of giant monster movies.
It is like a sort of semi-tropical locale. That I think they really sort of play up. It's very nice. I don't know where exactly this was filmed.
Is Japan tropical? I think they say it a couple times where they are.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is Japan tropical? Yes or no?
I don't know.
Well, you failed.
I was using it as an adjective. I don't know if you can actually categorize it. But it is like, you know, lots of green, lots of the water's very blue.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, it's just nice to look at.
There's a sequence. We talked about it a little bit last time where I was like, man, when I was a kid, it was my dream to go out with my best friend and find a spaceship and go on an adventure. Similar, but to a lesser extent, this was more like the reality of what me and my friends were doing or how it felt because it's a part when the skinny kid and the fat kid go out. And they're just, like, laughing for, like, no reason, and they blow up a little fucking raft, and, like, they continue laughing, and they just go get in the water.
And
they go around for a while, and then it pops, and then they just go back onto the beach.
Yeah.
And that felt very, like, something out of my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pumping a fucking Red Bull of air. Just going into the water. I don't know. It's just dumb, stupid kid activities. But also very fun. It felt good to do shit like that as a kid.
Yeah, it did. But yeah, I get that. It does feel like sort of authentic in that way, too.
What did you think of
the little critter?
The Baby Yoda of this movie. Baby Yoda!
And Baby Yoda!
We'll call him Baby Yoda.
Yeah, fuck. I don't remember his name.
It was Grimbo or some shit.
Like, Gorgo! That's what it was.
I think you're thinking of Baby Yoda.
I think you're right. He was funny. He's kind of a shitty little effect.
Yeah.
They're doing him completely practically. He's a furry little guy. He looks sort of like the Lorax a little bit. A little stumpy little Lorax.
Yeah.
It's like the size of a Furby. Wouldn't be surprised if there were some toys of this guy sold.
Mm-hmm. He's got a big penis sticking out the top of his head.
Yep. It looks like the thing from Beyond. Comes out of people's foreheads. And he's like, basically his movements involve, he's basically just a Furby.
Yeah.
He really is just a Furby. He can blink his eyes and he can turn his head a little bit.
It's like a gremlin. And
yeah, he's like a Mogwai.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but he can, his special ability is pissing,
which is really cool.
It is cool.
Yeah, he can piss on people and save their lives.
he does, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because that actually happens. And I love, there's a shot where they put him over the camera and they've got like a, I guess, a sheet of glass over the camera.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, the thing, the little Furby animatronic thing they've got just starts pissing directly onto the camera. Which is exactly how I would have done it.
Yeah, no, it's so comical. I feel like they weren't really trying to play up the comedy of it in that moment.
Yeah, not in the part when he saves a guy's life.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like, oh, I think in the first part
when he like fixes the fat kid's knee.
Yeah, it's like, he's peeing.
He's peeing on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, they like hold him. You know, some guy's like dying and they save his life by getting pissed on. Do you think the director of this had a fetish? He's like, I
think this has deep connections to Japanese mythology.
I think you're right.
And
nothing we could understand culturally.
Yeah. It's the ancient story of Baby Yoda and the piss
on my face. On fucking face.
On my face.
It's a tale as old as time, you know.
They kind of link up to that historical element here.
Yeah, it's we show back up and Ekphrasis and little Furby piss
and the hunter and this relates to the hunter versus gatherer,
the gatherer here being piss, and we have Furbies pissing on my face.
And we have the idea of lineage and family and bloodlines and connections, and then Baby Yoda is pissing into my mouth.
And I'm gargling it.
Like, I'm gargling it, and I'm spitting it back up, and I'm putting it back in my mouth.
Now that's just gross.
Now that's just weird.
Okay, Grattan, getting kind of weird here. Okay, kind of weird, bro.
So they've got this thing, which obviously I think that Mayan style pyramid, Aztec pyramid thing, was probably the most expensive thing in this whole movie.
Yeah, everything that they made involving it.
They are very proud of it. You can tell that thing gets a lot of screen time.
Lot of like glory shots of like, you know, like, you know, these big wide like, oh, whoa, look at the cool pyramid. But it's really not very visually like stimulating.
You can tell it's big because they land the Mothra puppet on it.
Yeah.
But they put it in the middle of the ocean, which, you know, probably a big tank or something. And so since you've got no frame of reference besides these big monsters, it doesn't look that big at all.
And when you don't have any fucking scale for these monsters.
Right, yeah. I remember it landed, the Mothra puppet landed on the temple, and I was like, what? I thought Mothra was like way bigger than that.
Yeah, or is the temple bit, or, you know, like it's just...
Yeah, it just doesn't work, which is so funny because you can tell they tried so hard on that.
Yeah, it...
And just for something that, like, not only doesn't work, but kind of, like, takes you a couple steps backwards.
Yeah, it really does sort of take you out of the movie by making you question, okay, wait, what is... you know, but it's like, I don't want to poo-poo it too much because I can tell they put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, well, but, you know what else they put a lot of work into? The Holocaust, and that was sick. Yeah, so next time you can, don't worry about poo-pooing things that cost a lot of money.
Yeah,
and also took a lot of effort because a lot of effort was put into.
So that basically makes me a white supremacist if I'm afraid of poo-pooing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so this is basically Hitler. It's basically what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Basically. I think you're right.
And not so many words.
It's weird, the sort of like human plot that they chose to do of this little weird adventure movie.
Mm-hmm.
It feels really strange and I feel sort of disconnected from it. It's just not very well done. And then like it feels like nonsense a lot of the time, partially because the editing makes no sense. So like I'm totally out of it. Just, I don't know, like the fucking Daggera or whatever, Daggera. Mm-hmm. Like gets like wakes up or whatever the fuck and then like attacks a city and
it just like, it's like, why is this happening? What's going on?
What's going on? And at the end of the movie, it doesn't even feel like that's happened.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Nobody's really talking about that.
Yeah, nobody's and like, he's attacking
the majority of the conflict gets worked out in the middle of the ocean, so.
Yeah, it's so disconnected. Like, yeah. And those kids never experience any of the monster stuff.
Firsthand, yeah. Yeah, they're always inside when that happens, inside that temple.
And it's always very clear. They don't make an effort of, like, putting them in the same shot, like, when they're in the pyramid set and they're, like, supposed to be looking out at the monsters fighting or something. They've just got, like, a big white light coming in, and it's, like, I just can't, it feels so separated.
Yeah, yeah.
As always, the Mothras, or the little, Fairy and like Rita Repulsa or whatever.
Well, Fairy is the tiny Mothra.
Oh, I know, yeah, but, like, the Fairy and the twins and then Rita Repulsa and her thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's always funny watching them zip around the screen.
And they love to make them zip around the screen.
They really do.
They seem to, like, not, like, as much as they do it, it's never enough.
Yeah.
You can tell they just want to keep having them shoot all over the screen.
They're constantly shooting little lasers, setting off little squibs.
God, so many lasers.
I know.
Happen in this movie, are present in this movie.
We never get a glorious sequence like in the previous one where they, like, destroy a house.
Yeah.
But they just kind of fly around in the woods in this one.
Uh-huh.
They're zipping all around the screen and it almost never looks good. There's one part where I think we mentioned this a little while ago at the very beginning. The Mothratons and Fairy are going down like a hallway in the pyramid and they're like, it's like so herky jerky. Like they're flying towards the camera away and they're not, it doesn't look like they're moving along with whatever background that they put the twins.
Yeah.
It's just...
They're not tracking very well.
Not at all. I don't know who messed up, did either them at the wrong speed. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck happened, but it looks very bad. It looks like a Tim and Eric bit at times. of, like, pan crop.
Like, chaos.
Yeah, yeah. It's like... It's just wild.
It's hard to think about shit to say about this movie.
Yeah, it's a, I mean,
I'm surprised
movie.
We've made it this far.
Yeah,
because so little happens in this movie. I mean, it
feels very long.
The kids find Baby Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the temple. The temple just kind of appears.
Yeah,
like they get there. Like I feel like it should have been more about the journey there. Instead of the entire runtime taking place in the temple.
They should have had to get like some sort of MacGuffin to summon the temple or something.
And then Baby Yoda turns out to be like some kind of creature who like really cares about the environment or something. And he's also like the chosen one or some shit. There's like they throw in a shit ton of like little tropey gimmicks in the movie. Like, just peppered through.
Yeah.
There's the fucking queen lady that's in the heart of the temple. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's just all this fucking bullshit, like, tacky kids movie bullshit.
Yeah, it totally is.
In here. Yeah, there's nothing to talk about. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You want to say it or you want me to say it?
Ding, 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 dong, fry.
What?
Ding, dong, fry.
I mean, kicked it.
Well, well, well.
Batman.
What do you mean again? What do you mean again?
Well, 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 Batman. We meet again.
Rebirth of Mothra 2 sucks. I've said literally everything I can possibly think about saying about this movie before this point, so I can't really cap it off with some big serve. So I'm just going to give this movie... I'm going to give this 2 Don Fries because I think a 2-year-old would like it.
Cool. For me, this is a fucking children's movie, so I have to take it down. You know, I have to go on my channel awesome.
I am the child movie critic.
Hello, I'm the child movie critic.
I never had sex before. This movie sucks, and it's a children's movie. I don't hate it that much, but it was boring. I'm going to give it a fucking 3. I don't hate it that much, but it's definitely bad, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can consider this children's movie reviewed. We've had the last word on this one, pal.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Want to try and give my 2020? I'll beat your goddamn ass about 120. Pussy ass goddamn frog coming out of pussy ass Sesame Street. Krispy Kreme doing up bastard. Won't get run my balls through the bus. I'll bust your balls through the goddamn frowns. And you calling for help, screaming help, help. Hell, man, help, hell. I'll beat your goddamn ass and then send your ass to hell.